let's start by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
They said the Spirit of God is, Jesus Christ said, I'm not leaving you alone, but I'm leaving you with the Comforter.
Yeah.
You understand? You understand the word comfort. You understand?
Yeah.
So simply means that in terms of pain, he is there to comfort you.
He's there to comfort
you. In terms of tribulation, he is there to comfort you.
Always.
In terms of struggle, he is there to comfort you. So as a Christian, it's not about you praying in order for you to understand that you are in a comfort zone. As a Christian, you must always believe that God is always with you.
Yeah.
He said, I will never leave you, neither forsake you. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So even if you go through the waters,
mm-hmm.
I will be with you. You understand? Let me just make an example of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego.
Yeah.
Those guys, they were told inside the fire.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The fire did not turn off, but Jesus Christ was in the fire with them. You understand? With them. So what I'm trying to say now here is, as a Christian, you always have the Spirit of God in you. You always know that. In fact, you know for a fact that the Spirit of God will always give you peace that no man can understand.
Yeah.
Regardless of any situation or struggle or pain you are facing, if you have the Spirit of God, you know that you are the conqueror.
Yeah.
You understand that you go through struggles. You understand that you go through pain. You understand that you go through tribulation. But through all those things, you know that you're not alone, but you're with God.
Yeah, with God.
Yes.
Yes.
So it does not need you to pray in order for you to feel comfort or for you to feel free or whatsoever. You know for the fact that I am always with him. It's just that when you are going to prayer, you are connecting with the Father. Communication.
It's communication.
It's just a communication that you must have with the Father as a Christian.
And then he
found. For me, prayer is life.
Last.
Straightway. Prayer is my protection. Prayer is my provision.
Mm.
Prayer is my strength. Prayer, it is the air that I breathe.
Yeah.
In fact, prayer is everything. Without prayer, I am nothing. The reason why I'm saying that without prayer, I'm nothing. First of all, I've quoted a scripture saying, abide in me so that I can also abide in you. So simply means that prayer, it is the only way that we can connect with. Prayer is the only way that we can receive the power and the blessing. Prayer is the only way we can receive the protection. Prayer is the only way to understand God. Prayer is the only way to get the revelation from God. It's the light for everything.
Yeah.
So to me, basically, prayer, it is life. There's nothing that I cannot do, or there's nothing that I can do without prayer. I need prayer in order for me to be able to do whatever that I want to do. Most of the people, we have different things. Again, some people, they go and consult. You understand? Some people, they go to the prophet. You understand?
Consult.
Some people, they do whatsoever. Me, I don't do that. The only thing that I have, it is prayer. So if I'm out of prayer, then I'm out.
You're out.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
Yes. For me also, you know, like he's saying, I will...